Ώρα και ένα καιρό ήταν μια γριά και ένας γέρος και δεν είχανε παιδιά και παρακαλούσαν το Θεό να τους δώσει ένα παιδί. Ο Θεός ακούει.
My lady C, once there was and once there wasn't. There was once an old man who had his house upon the sand. He was a shoemaker by trade. His house was small and had one little window and one door. The old man was all alone. One day he got tired of this, so he went and got some flour. He kneaded it into a great lump of dough and made it into three pieces. Then he moulded it into three dolls like beautiful girls. Then he dressed them, one in red, one in blue, and one in white. He also had a pot of rosemary. In the morning, before he went out, the old man, who was proud of his daughters, took the one in the white dress and set her at the window and put the pot of rosemary by her and said to her, "My dear, in case you should feel lonely now that I am going away, you can sit at the window and amuse yourself by looking at the people going by. Mind you behave yourself and don't talk to anyone." The old man locked his door with the key and went to work. People passed by on their walks, and by along came the king's son, who saw the girl at the window and stopped. He called good day to her and then said to her, "Ah, how I love you. If only you loved me too, I would make you a queen." He begged her to speak with him, but she said not a word. So he cut off a sprig of the rosemary, threw some coins into the girl's lap, and went back to the palace. At nightfall, the old man came home and saw the rosemary gone and the coins in the girl's lap. He seized her by the hand and flung her onto the floor. "You disgraceful creature," he exclaimed. "Why, I've never even let you go outside the house, and you've got into mischief already." And he cut her up into pieces and put her in a cupboard. He then picked up the coins, put them away, shut the window, and went to sleep. Next morning, he got up and put the girl with the blue dress at the window and warned her, "See that you behave yourself." He locked her in and went away. And lo and behold, the prince came by again, quite desperately in love, and called to the dough girl in the blue dress, "My darling, my life, yesterday you were dressed in white and today you're in blue. Won't you speak to me? I want to take you to the palace and make a queen of you. Why are you driving me mad?" Then he begged her, but as she still did not speak, he cut off another sprig of rosemary, flung some coins at her, and went home. The old man came back, and what should he see but the rosemary clipped and more coins. "Why," he exclaimed, "you are even worse than your sister." He took her by the ear and pulled her down and chopped her up and put her in the cupboard. Then he picked up the money and shut the window fast. Next morning he set up the third girl, the one with the red dress, gave her a stern warning and went on his way. The prince, as usual, went out walking, saw the girl and lost his wits. "My darling, my life, the day before yesterday you were in white, yesterday in blue, and today in red, and all to send me mad. Speak to me, my darling. Have you no pity on me, my father's only son? Speak to me, and let me take you to the palace and make a queen of you." But as she did not speak, he clipped off a sprig of rosemary, flung her some coins, and went away sadly to the palace. The old man came and found it was the same with the third dough daughter, so he threw her down and chopped her up and put her in his cupboard, saying, "There you are, since all of you have determined I am not to have you as daughters and have so disgraced yourselves." Then he gathered up the money, shut the window and opened it no more. For three more mornings the prince passed by, but always found the window closed fast. After 3 days of this, he fell ill with grief. The king came, the doctors came, Medicine was brought for the prince, but he got worse instead of better. The doctor said to the king, "Beg him, O king, to tell you what ails him, for this is no common sickness." "Father," said the prince, "what shall I tell you? I saw a beautiful girl at a window, and if I cannot win her, I shall die." "Well then, my son, we must see where she is," replied the king. Messengers were sent out to find her, and were told, "An old man lives in that house." When they found the old man, the messenger said, "You must come, the king wants you." The poor fellow was seized with fear. He said, "What does the king want with me?" He went to the palace, and the king said to him, "Old man, you must bring me your daughter." The old man was afraid to tell him he did not have a daughter. Then the king said, "Bring me your daughter, or I shall kill you." The old man left. He said to himself, "There's nothing for it but to find some girl to bring to the king." He went into the woods. There he met an old woman who asked him, "Where are you going?" The old man answered, "Let me alone, will you, for I'm going to dash my brains out over a precipice." The old woman said, "Come on, but you must tell me why." So he said, "The king wants my daughter, but I have no daughter." "Old man," said the woman, "take this whip and go to the shore and strike the whip on the sea and call three times, 'My lady sea, come calm, come storm, raise no alarm.'" So he went to the shore and struck the sea with the whip. A gentle wave came up. He cried, "Oh, lady sea, what think you? The king sends word that you should send him your daughter, that he may give her in marriage." "If he will wait 3 days and 3 nights," came the answer, "so that I can dress her in finery, then I will send her." So the old man waited. In 3 days and 3 nights the sea retreated and left the shore dry, and there came a girl of breathtaking beauty. Then the old man took her as his daughter and went up to the palace. And for fine clothes her mother had dressed her with the sky and the stars, with the field and the flowers, with the sea and the ships that sail on it, the countless pebbles of the sand she put on her for pearls, of the little shells upon the shore she made her rings for her fingers, and the raven's wing she gave her for an arching eyebrow. Then he took her to the palace, and when the prince saw her, he put her in the best chamber and spoke to her, but she would not speak to him. Then he begged her day and night upon bended knee, "My darling, you would not believe me then when you were at the window," for he thought she was the one he had seen at the window, "when I said I would take you for my bride, but won't you believe me now?" He wept, he despaired, night and day, begging her to speak to him, but speak to him she would not. One day, when the prince had gone out to find distraction from his grief, she told her maid to get her ready a stove of coals and a frying pan filled with oil. They put it on the stove, and it began to boil before her, and then when it was boiling and bubbling, she put her hands in it, and the frying pan was filled with such fish as were a dish fit for the king. In the evening she set them on the king's table. He asked, "Who made these fish?" And when they said, "The old man's daughter," he was pleased. Then the next day the prince went to her and begged her, but as she still would not speak to him, he went to sleep on a couch in the same room. By his pillow there was a window, and the girl made 2 little dolls as big as a finger, in full dress, and put them at the window, and they began to quarrel with one another. One of them said, "Where are my shoes, and where is my handkerchief?" And the other, "Where is my petticoat? Give me my petticoat." And they raised their voices so loud that the prince opened his eyes and saw the 2 dolls at the window quarrelling. When they saw him, they stopped. But then the one doll said to the other, "Just look at the prince, what a fool he is. Why, he has had our mistress all this time, and he still can't make her speak. And what should he say to her? Said the other. He should say to her, I wish you joy of your sire the sun, and of your mother the lady sea. And all at once the dolls vanished from the window without his seeing where they went, for they were fish out of the sea, and the girl had changed them into dolls. The prince got up and went to the girl and told her about what he thought he had heard in a dream of the two dolls at the window. But then just as he spoke the words, wish you joy of your sire the sun, and of your mother the lady sea, the girl suddenly started to speak to him, and she threw her arms around his neck. And so the wedding took place, and they lived happily ever after.